One of the key steps forward in the recent explosion in clinical research in renal cell cancer has been the evolution of the use of the so-called mTOR inhibitors. The first major trial evaluated temsirolimus and was published in May 2007 in the New England Journal of Medicine. I met with Dr. Gary Hudes, the first author of this historic publication, and he began by commenting on an oral ASCO presentation this year evaluating another mTOR inhibitor, RAD001.
We've had a number of new drug approvals in kidney cancer. There are a lot of options for first-line treatment of kidney cancer. One important advance at this year's ASCO was a trial that was done specifically for the patient who has had disease progression on sorafenib or sunitinib, the two approved VEGF tyrosine kinase inhibitors. This has been a conundrum in terms of what to do second line. So absent any clinical trial to answer the question, comparing anything to anything, what we've been doing is, since we have three approved drugs, we've been going from one to the next to the next, but really not having really conclusive data about what we're accomplishing with that. But it's, I think, in medicine, we sometimes operate without data because we have to do the best we can for the patient, obviously.
Pretty often.
Pretty often. So it was refreshing at this year's ASCO to see a trial that compared a drug to see what it would do second line. And that drug was RAD001, also called everolimus. And those results were reported this year by Dr. Bob Motzer. The patient population were people who had had sunitinib or sorafenib or both, and possibly some other treatment as well. So they had already received one of the approved first-line therapies for kidney cancer, but the disease progressed.
Now, what do we know about RAD as opposed to TEM?
Right. So RAD is also, like temsirolimus, a inhibitor of mTOR, a mammalian target of rapamycin, mTOR for short. This is an interesting target in kidney cancer. It does seem to control cell proliferation and angiogenesis, and there are now actually three mTOR inhibitors, really four if you count the oldest one of all, the parent drug, rapamycin or rapamune, which is only used right now for allograft prophylaxis of renal allograft rejection because of its immunosuppressive properties. But rapamycin is really the parent drug. Temsirolimus is and everolimus, or RAD001, and another drug, deferolimus, are all what we call rapalogs, or analogs, of sirolimus or rapamycin. Two of these have been tried in renal cancer. First was temsirolimus. That was the Global ARC study that was presented at ASCO a few years ago. Is approved for kidney cancer, showed its best results. In fact, the trial was designed for patients with multiple adverse risk factors for short survival and showed a survival advantage. RAD001 came along a little later, and the trial looked at a different population, patients who have already received sunitinib or sorafenib. And the trial was set up so that patients were randomized to receive RAD001, again also known as everolimus, or best supportive care, placebo and best supportive care. The study did allow a crossover if patients on placebo had progressed. They were unblinded if they had been receiving placebo. They were allowed to eventually receive everolimus.